His Chicken stores we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. The DM Hunt Library in Falls Village will reopen its doors to the community and resume regular operating hours of Tuesdays and Thursdays 10 till 5, Fridays 3 until 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting coming up 5:30 at Town Hall. The Egremont Annual Town Meeting is coming up at 6 o'clock at French Park on 21 Prospect Lake Road. It's an outdoor vote after laying its annual meeting. They decided to convene outdoors to vote on its budget. Strict social distancing measures will be in effect. A maximum of 2 members of each household must remain in a small circle apart from others. As well as requiring face masks, Egremont will distribute disposable microphone covers that attendees must use if they want to speak. At the end of the meeting, the moderator will dismiss the people in groups in order to maintain social distancing. The town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting at 6:30. Once again, these meetings for the towns are all virtual and by Zoom or Google. You have to go to the town websites for more information. In Cornwall at 7:30, Economic Development Commission has a meeting. On Wednesday in Sheffield, the Select Board has a meeting, a virtual meeting at 6:30. You can dial in or get access. Once again, that information at the town website. In Dover, the Town Board regular meeting will be held at Town Hall on Wednesday from 6:30 till 7:30. Region 1 ABC Committee has their regular meeting on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. That will be a virtual meeting where you go to the Region 1 website and find out the contact information. Now, antibody testing for all those who donate blood is happening with the blood drive at the White Hart Inn in the banquet room on Thursday from 8:30 in the morning till 6 o'clock in the evening. To schedule an appointment, 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-733-2767, online, redcrossblood.org. The Salisbury Town Grove will be closed July 4th and 5th. No boat launching on those days. Also a reminder, the fireworks at the Salisbury Rotary Club are postponed till October. 3 fireworks displays are planned in Dutchess County with social distancing in mind. Local municipalities canceling fireworks amid concerns that social distancing would not be possible. Dutchess County has announced plans for 3 drive-in style free July 4th shows in 3 parts of the county. The displays will be held at Dutchess Stadium in Fishkill, Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck, and at Silo Ridge Field Club Equestrian Center in Amenia. Visitors will remain in their vehicles. There will be no restrooms or concessions available. No alcohol will be allowed on the grounds. Gates at the locations will open at 7:30. The fireworks will begin at 9:30. Parking is limited at the venue, so guests are encouraged to arrive early. At Dutchess Stadium, 500 spots will be available. At Silo Ridge, 300 spots. And at the fairgrounds, there will be 3,000 parking locations. The state of Connecticut yesterday gave an update on nursing homes and coronavirus cases and deaths in nursing homes. Locally in our area, Geer Nursing and Rehabilitation Center has had 2 coronavirus cases, Noble Horizons 1 and Sharon Healthcare Center 6. A note from the Falls Village Water Department: customers, due to drought conditions, you're asked to conserve water, no pool filling or watering lawns and gardens until further notice. Perhaps no industry in Connecticut has been hit harder during the COVID-19 pandemic than Connecticut's hotels, motels, inns, and beds and breakfasts, which just got the nod last week to reopen to guests. For the past 3 months, they've only been able to rent to essential workers or people in quarantine at deeply discounted rates. The plunge in business means the state will lose $287.1 million in state and local taxes this year, according to the Connecticut Lodging Association. It cited a report by Oxford Economics that estimated a drop in tax revenues of $16.8 billion nationwide. More than 70% of hotel employees have been laid off or furloughed during the pandemic. 60% of rooms remain empty, and business travel may not recover to previous levels until 2022, according to the CLA. During May 2019, the state's lodging facilities were at 65% occupancy, with an average room rate of $122.50, according to Ginny Kozlowski, the CLA's executive director. Last month, the occupancy rate was 28.6%, and the average room rate had shrunk to $75.73. Phase 3 of the 4-phase reopening of the businesses in New York was approved to start today in the Hudson Valley. Governor Cuomo said He commissioned a team of volunteer experts to review the coronavirus rates across the state and gave their sign-off before a region can move to a new phase. Infection rates and deaths are at their lowest points since the coronavirus pandemic struck in March and shuttered all non-essential businesses March 22nd. On May 15th, New York started its phased reopening. Upstate New York is in Phase 3, while New York City entered Phase 2 yesterday, allowing for outdoor dining and haircuts. The Mid-Hudson region will enter Phase 3 today, Cuomo said. In a news release yesterday, the region includes Dutchess, Orange, Putnam, Rockland, Sullivan, Ulster, and Westchester counties. That means restaurants can now offer indoor dining with limited capacity and other safety precautions. Nail salons, tattoo parlors, and spas can also open. In Phase 3, a variety of youth sports can resume. July 6, Cuomo announced earlier this month, gatherings up to 25 people will also be allowed in Phase 3. Pools and playgrounds have been allowed to reopen in any phase at the discretion of local governments. A mural in the village of Red Hook that came under fire last week amid accusations that it depicted slavery was painted over by the owner of the building of which it was displayed. The mural's been at the southwest corner of Broadway and East Market Street since 1996. It was originally described as a scene out of the Hudson Valley's farming history and hailed as the first of several murals that could boost tourism. However, the main focal point of the image was a barefoot woman working in a field who appeared to be a person of color and could be perceived as a slave. Despite the debate heating up last week, Todd Barright, owner of the building, said removal of a mural had been in the works for months. Four residents of Columbia and Greene counties have been selected as recipients of the Paul and Maria Mora Scholarship Trust Awards presented by the Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene counties. They'll share an available $6,000 awards. Madison Bentley, a graduating senior from Taconic Hills Central School District, will be attending Paul Smith College. He's receiving $2,500 scholarship. Lydia Chittenden is a sophomore at SUNY Cobleville, and she's receiving a $1,250 scholarship. Ian Alexander is a graduating senior at Catskill High School. He's receiving a $1,250 scholarship award. And Osman Goffran is a graduating senior at Hudson High School. He'll be receiving a $1,000 scholarship. A story by Heather Below in the Berkshire Eagle. In Great Barrington, the nation of Ghana honored the late George Floyd this month by placing his name at the W.E.B. Du Bois Center, an act that linked the May 25th victim of police violence with one of the country's most celebrated black intellectuals. Back in Du Bois' hometown of Great Barrington, efforts continue to honor him at a time when monuments of Confederate generals and other racist symbols around the country are driven out. There are two plans in the works, a sculpture of Du Bois and a prominent location in downtown, and the renaming of Monument Valley Regional Middle School after Du Bois. The campaign to rename one of the town's schools after the co-founder of the NAACP could go quicker. Voters last year at an annual town meeting in three towns approved the renaming. To get it done, however, it still needs a vote from the Berkshire Hills Regional School District's school committee. A chairman there said, "Someone needs only to ask. Someone has to come to us and request it, and then we can put it to a vote on the agenda," he said. In the past 2 years, advocates have made progress in their push for the sculpture. They'll be meeting again this week. The project has stalled and requires money, but it's still on track, according to its proponents. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 26,024.96, it was up 153.50 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 10,056.47 and the S&P 500 at 3117.86. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.